all of us must do tech. That's what I saw, and I had my thoughts. And you know, honestly, I always have untapped thoughts. I mean, the untapped series. Hi, I am Chinasa Kasmir, and this is the scribe. Welcome to me talk about all of us must do tech. And I sat, when I read that thing from someone's status, I said to myself, but I mean, tech is the future. Or is that not what they say? Tech is future. What was the future 2 years back? I think they said crypto. Not everybody is doing crypto. Not everybody understands the concept of cryptography. But those people in the cryptography space are making it big. And right now we have the NFTs. But this is not me coming to come and tell you to do tech or not to do tech. This is just me thinking out loud, or to you and to your ears. Now back to it. Every tech is for everyone. I mean, what did they even say? All of us must do tech. Okay, so when I sat down, I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, I mean, look at me. I just finished watching a course on IT support, and I was asking myself why I'm watching that. Do I grasp this thing? I was saying to myself, you are not dumb. You would understand it. The more you watch, you would understand it because you're speaking English. It might not be something that is totally of your interest, but you might just understand it. So just keep watching. And I mean, they say a whole lot of people who finish those courses can apply and get jobs. Why is everybody running into tech? Because there's almost, I don't even want to say there's almost nothing you can do in this country. And it feels like this is going to be like a seasonal outburst of me being angry with Nigeria or something. But these are like untapped sessions of my mind, like, oh, what goes into my head and all of all those things. Now, back to what I'm saying. You just see someone and the person's like, oh, if you can learn this skill, you'll be good at it, you'll be good at it, you'll be good at it. Right now, I'm taking some courses that I have no idea if I'm going to be great at it. I have no idea if I'm going to become a star or if I'm going to make $1 million out of it. But I'm doing it because it feels better to not do anything. Do you understand? It feels better that, oh, I'm actually doing this thing. Yeah. And as I was thinking to myself, this also came to mind. I was like, oh, but do you know one funny thing? We don't even have, like, people currently who are lawyers that, not like we don't have, but it almost feels like nobody's motivating you to be a lawyer in this country. Do you understand? Because I went to court last year, and when I was in court, I saw the court's proceedings, how they kept adjourning cases, how some people never turned up to court, how it just seemed like a whole charade. Yes, it just seemed like, oh, we come submit these procedures, do this, this and that, come back the next day. It seemed fun, but I mean, you take your case to court today and you might not, I don't think there's even any case in this country that gets settled in 2 minutes. Sorry, I don't mean 2 minutes, in like a month or something, because the procedures are so much. Then for a student like me that has a future being a lawyer and my education system is stopped, what then, like, what then am I going for? What then is there for me? What am I looking up to? What am I looking forward to? Don't get me started on how our lecturers behave when we are in class and how we also behave when we are in class. That's not what we're talking about. But like, there's nothing, what I'm just trying to say is, there's nothing that you can actually look at and want to emulate. Fine, you're a law student, congrats. But as they're telling you you're a law student, someone is telling you also that, oh, there are no jobs for lawyers. Or even as a law student, they are telling you, you should consider being a tech lawyer. And the funny thing is, there's really no area that is like, there are no syllabus or there are no procedures per se as to being a tech lawyer. And at the same time, almost everybody uses technology right now. Almost everybody has a smartphone. So therefore, if you have a smartphone and you know how to take good pictures and you know how to edit it and you can put it out there, not just for some likes, but for you to get seen, I mean, do it. You don't know who is watching. It might be Aliko Dangote that will be watching. You never can tell, even though Dangote might never watch your stuff. But I mean, someone might just be there watching. And he's like, oh, I like what this girl is doing. He's like, come and take my photos. Come and take my child's photos. Damn. I mean. So, all of us must do this tech. It's often said that, oh, there's a part whereby you don't have to code and all those things. I mean, oh my God. If that is the easier way and it somehow brings you peace of you knowing that you're going to be able to earn a living. Yeah, I can't totally remember what it was, but I think in primary school, there was a concept that they defined as the art of making a living, and that just came to mind. If that's what's going to give you fulfillment for you to make a living, or make you feel like you're doing something with your life, don't allow somebody to say something that will just discourage you. Because sis, bros, oh boy, I know they motivate you, but this is just me, my untapped mind. I saw that thing that crossed and I feel like this feels like fun, and I would keep doing it because I have a lot of things in my head. Like, I see things, I question things, and I'm like, but why? Sometimes I don't feel like typing it. But I mean, I've spoken about this thing. All of us must do tech. You can do tech somehow, or maybe not, or you can just put yourself out there in the tech space. Like, whatever you are doing, if you just like to cook and you keep cooking and keep cooking, maybe just make videos out of it. You're a techie because you are going to edit those videos. I don't know, but just put yourself out there, Sha. Just do it in some way. And yeah, I just thought of something as I was recording this. Imagine this untapped series being like an everyday stuff, whereby something, most likely an everyday stuff, whatever I see, if it intrigues me, I record about it and I put it out there. It will be a very funny one because I question a lot of things in my head. And trust me, I'm going to put this up like the next day after I recorded this, because why not? I mean, why not? There's really, really, really nothing to shield and to hide from you. I mean, you share my untapped series, you guys. It might be daily, it might be once a week, it might be never. Just share, because you might just want to listen to me rant. It might be like your daily rant. Like, oh, let me go and tap his daily energy. It might be positive. Hopefully, it might be mostly positive. Maybe negative, but I don't want it to be negative. I don't want to spread negative energy with a whole bunch of people on the internet. Do you want to spread that? No. Yeah, I'm your host, Chinasa Kasmir, and all of us must do tech, including you. So sorry, but do you have ideas on this? Let's talk on this.